magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down, down, down I go. Round, round, round I go. I should stay away, but what can I? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the maid that fate had me free. Time your lips meet mine, baby. Down and down and down I go, round and round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin that I am in, under that old black magic called, old black magic called, old black magic called love, love, love.
Welcome to Mondo Hollywood on UMFM in Winnipeg. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and we just heard Jerry Lewis as his Nutty Professor character with That Old Black Magic, which was featured in the 1963 film directed by Lewis himself and featuring Stella Stevens as Stella Purdy, the love interest of Jerry Lewis in that movie. And today we are paying tribute to two actresses, Stella Stevens and Raquel Welch, who both passed away last week in their early 80s. And they're kind of both known for being kind of bombshells more than serious actresses. So it's kind of interesting that we'll be looking at both of their careers today in this next hour. And funnily enough, both of them started off with some Elvis pictures. Stella Stevens had Girls, Girls, Girls in 1962. She had a pretty big role in that. And Raquel Welch, 2 years later, as just in, a background extra in Rouseabout from 1964. So we'll hear two songs from those soundtracks. And then we'll hear from Stella Stevens from 1961, a jazz song from her performance in Two Lace Blues, which had her star against Bobby Darin, and for director John Cassavetes. And I don't think that movie was very fond of Cassavetes, but a very, very cool soundtrack at any rate. So let's get back to the music because we have quite a bit in this hour. And this is Elvis Presley with Girls, Girls, Girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
Going swimming,
girls,
in bikinis,
girls,
walking on a wiggling by.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the beaches, oh what peaches, so pretty, Lord, I could cry. I'm just a red-blooded boy and I can't stop thinking about sailing sailboats, water skiing, they'll drive me out of my mind. Big and brassy, small and sassy, just give me one of each kind. I'm just a red-blooded boy and I can't stop thinking. Crunchity crunch. I never ever get to finish my lunch because there's always bound to be a bunch of girls in tight sweaters,
girls,
in short dresses,
girls,
walking and a wiggling by.
Yeah.
Out boating,
girls,
just a floating,
girls,
so pretty, Lord, I could cry.
Yeah.
I'm just a red-blooded boy and I can't stop thinking about
girls.
night and bought myself a ticket, and I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain, but then when they turned the spotlight way down low, little Egypt came out strutting, wearing nothing but a button and a bow. Number on a zebra skin, I thought she stopped the show. And when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience, and then she turned around. She had a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine, set in Phoenix, Arizona, 1949. Yeah. Let me tell you people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore. She's too busy mopping and taking care of shopping at the store. We got seven kids and all day long they crawl around the floor.
This is a villain. A typical villain.
I'm going to destroy the world by pressing this little purple button.
This is also a villain, a very special villain. The kind that turns up only in the silencers.
Now, do I look like an enemy agent?
This is a special agent, a typical agent.
You press that purple button and I'll blow your pink head off.
This is also a special agent. He's hot, he's hip, he's Matt Helm, and he's only in the silencers.
I couldn't help noticing, but these are your clothes.
What if they are?
I know you have a headache, but don't take it out on me.
Columbia Pictures presents Dean Martin as Matt Helm in The Silencers, with Stella Stevens, Dahlia Lavi, and Sid Charisse. The Silencers were shot in Columbia color.
.22 or a .38, and it will silence you, dear sir. That is a silencer. But if you should see a lady who has the kind of waist that measures 22, and she's 38 where it is great to measure 38, dear sir, she is a silencer. Dear sir, I'm her. Your shoes, don't fight, lean back, relax, 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 relax. Dear sir,
B.C. erupts on the screen with volcanic excitement. 1 million years B.C., when the earth parted and the mountains fell. Primitive man and monstrous beasts fought each other to inherit the earth. Since time began has the primitive scene been captured for the screen with such imaginative realism. Ah! Behold man 1 million years B.C. In introducing the fabulous Raquel Welch, the sensational star discovery of this or any other year in 1 million years B.C. See her as Loana the Fair One, who deserted her tribe and risked her life to follow Tumac of the Rock People. John Richardson as Tumac, as big and strong as the beasts he fought for survival. See the fascinating, strange, and fearful creatures who roamed and ruled the Earth 1 million years B.C. The Brontosaurus, a moving mountain of flesh and bone. The Pterodactyl, a flying reptile with giant teeth. The flesh-eating Allosaurus. The Triceratops, a horned dinosaur in battle with the savage Ceratosaurus. You will share the unending thrills and excitement of a world of primitive wonders, of primeval terror and savagery. You will indeed live in another world, in another time, as the centuries fall back to reveal the Earth 1 million years B.C. Introducing the fabulous Raquel Welch as Loana the Fair One. John Richardson as Tumac.
Now listen here, boys. I used to be a square. But now I found out I was really nowhere. I used to dig Freud and Shakespeare too. No more, baby. 'Cause I dig you and I'm ready to groove. Two, three. Or if you dig statistics, then you like what you see. At least 36, not more than 23. 36, baby. And it's all me, and I'm ready to groove. Rather switch than fight. So come on, baby. Hold me tight. Woo! Baby, gonna rock it tonight. Well, I'm ready to groove. Yeah, I'm ready to move. Well, I know what I've been missing. And I'm ready for this piece. And yeah, I'm ready to groove. Well, I know what I've been missing. And I'm ready for this piece. And yeah, I'm ready to groove.
Listening to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 FM. And today we are paying tribute to Raquel Welch and Stella Stevens. And that was Raquel Welch from the 1965 beach movie called A Swinging Summer. And that was actually her singing, too. And before that, we heard a trailer from probably one of her most famous movies, 1 Million Years B.C., and basically from 1966. And she basically was just famous for being in a fur bikini. And funnily enough, that poster was also featured in The Shawshank Redemption. And before that, we heard Vicky Carr from The Silencers, which featured Stella Stevens. And coming up, let's keep on going with Raquel Welch's career, including Fantastic Voyage, which we'll hear the main title from Leonard Rosenman. Also, she was Lillian Lust in 1967's Bedazzled, and we'll hear Peter Cook's main theme from that. And we'll also hear the sequel to a Tony Rome movie with Frank Sinatra from 1968 called Lady in Cement. And we'll hear an interview with her from the time, as well as a Lady in Cement song from Hugo Montenegro. But let's get back to the music. And this is Raquel Welch's, one of her first starring roles that she actually had a bigger part. And this is the Fantastic Voyage theme.
Don't you ever leave off? This is Charlie Murdock with a special Hollywood radio featurette with beauty Raquel Welch. On a hotel location in Miami, we asked Raquel to tell us a bit about herself, which she did, going back to the very beginning.
I was born in Chicago, Illinois. I have lived in La Jolla, California, since I was 2 years old with my parents. I went to La Jolla High School and received a fellowship to study dramatic arts at San Diego State College, which I did for a year. And then I took a short jaunt to Texas, and I was really on my way to New York, and I thought I would earn enough money at Neiman Marcus to get me there, and I never did, so I came back.
Active theater work in San Diego and several beauty contests brought Raquel Welch to the attention of Hollywood, where she appeared on one of the annual Deb Star events. And if you remember back to the lovely billboard girl on the Hollywood Palace shows, that was Raquel.
That's true, I was. I did about 17 shows with the Hollywood Palace, and it's a remarkably fun show to do because they, of course, have a different format every week. They have a different host, and all their acts are different. And for my part, which was a small one, I didn't have to work too much, and I could come into rehearsals and see all these marvelous people and meet different people that I never would have otherwise. And also, you can learn a great deal if you have the time and you're not pressed doing something by yourself, to learn a great deal from watching the other performers. So that was a wonderful thing for me because Zodiac Productions produces that program, The Hollywood Palace, and the producers there sponsor me for the Deb Star Ball. So you see there, too, it sort of all runs into the chain of events that happened leading up to the Fantastic Voyage.
Since she literally burst into stardom in Fantastic Voyage, Raquel Welch has, in less than 3 years, already made 10 pictures, appearing with some of the screen's biggest names, not the least of which is Frank Sinatra in The Lady in Cement. In Miami, we ask her if she ever gets nervous working with such stars.
Not really too much, because you find that the people in the business that are really very good performers and are of a star status are always the very nicest and most professional to work with. And I don't think I could say that I was really nervous or scared. I had a great deal of wonderful, apprehensive feelings toward it, and looking forward to it. And it's been a pleasurable experience.
We leave you with an invitation to see The Lady in Cement for the answer in this Tony Rome action mystery picture. It stars Frank Sinatra repeating his role as Tony Rome with Richard Conning, Martin Gable, Lainey Kazan, Steve Peck, Virginia Wood, Richard Deacon, and our two interview guests, Raquel Welch and Dan Black, who were recorded in Miami on location. This is Charlie Murdock reporting.
that was Jerry Goldsmith's main title for the Western from 1968 called Bandolero. And Raquel Welch starred in with James Stewart and George Kennedy. And before that, we heard a couple more Western themes because both Raquel Welch and Stella Stevens appeared in that kind of genre. And it was Ken Thorne with the theme from Hanny Calder from 1971, which Raquel Welch starred with Ernest Borgnine. And before that was Ray Conniff and his orchestra with The Winds of Change, which was How to Save a Marriage and Ruin Your Life from 1968. And thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood today on UMFM. For complete set lists, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. And we have about 20 minutes left in this tribute to these actresses. Stella Stevens, she starred alongside Jason Robards in The Ballad of Cable Hogue for Dr. Sam Peckinpah. And it has a great soundtrack, again, by Jerry Goldsmith. There's a couple of songs that we'll hear, including 100 Rifles, we'll hear right after this song coming up next called Tomorrow is the Song I Sing. And then right after that, we'll hear Stella Stevens herself from that same soundtrack with a song called Butterfly Mornings.
Tomorrow is the song I sing, and I will keep remembering tomorrows that I never knew would be there when the sun came up to dry the morning dew. Tomorrow is the song I sing. Yesterday don't mean a thing. I'll make today my next day's dawn, and I'll still be here grinning when today's all gone. I'll get through this day first. It's not the worst. I don't care. I'll be there put the sun to bed. Tomorrow is the song I sing. Tomorrow ragmen can be kings. The smile I wear will be my crown, and I'll be lighting up a lifetime when the sun goes down.
Butterfly mornings, butterfly mornings, and wildflower afternoons. Catch me there, gonna get me there. Time to climb all the mountains on the moon. I'll be in butterfly mornings, butterfly mornings, butterfly mornings. Wildflower afternoons. On the wings of a butterfly, I woke to my morning. On the beams of a sunflower, on the day I was born in. On the petals of a wildflower, with the sun at high.
I'll find you in a cantaloupe, down there sitting on a seed. Gonna trace your footsteps underneath the weeds. Gonna string you up some dandelions, you're gonna wear them as beads. You'll be dancing with lace wings and dimples on a big city sign there. Butterfly mornings, butterfly mornings, butterfly mornings, and wildflowers.
afternoons. Catch me there. Gonna get me there. Fun to climb all the mountains on the moon. I'll be in butterfly mornings. Butterfly mornings. Butterfly mornings. And wildflower afternoons.
Most exciting film of the year and the biggest film in a decade. The people who created it have won 15 Academy Awards. It has been in production for 3 years. It is the story of an ocean liner that capsizes, and it may be the greatest escape adventure of our time. Now, 20th Century Fox presents Irwin Allen's production of The Poseidon Adventure. Gene Hackman, Ernest Borgnine, Red Buttons, Carol Lindley, Roddy McDowell, Stella Stevens, and Shelley Winters in The Poseidon Adventure, the greatest escape adventure of our time. Who will survive? The Poseidon Adventure, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
To be a mom.
was Renee Altman with The Morning After, the film version, and not the Maureen McGovern song that won the Best Oscar back in 1972 for Best Song. And thank you again for listening to Mondo Hollywood on UMFM today. I'll be back again next week with another curated hour of soundtrack music. And to leave us off, let's have a couple more songs from Raquel Welch's career, including some very 1973's The Last of Sheila, which was written by Stephen Sondheim and Anthony Perkins. And if you saw Knives Out, Glass Onion, that is very similar. Like, there's a lot of inspiration from that movie, and I highly recommend it. And we'll hear Bette Midler's Friends, that was featured on that soundtrack. And we'll also close it off with a clip from the Cher show. Actually, it was February 16th, 1975. So it was 48 years ago, almost to the day that Raquel Welch passed away on February 15th, 2023. And we'll hear Raquel Welch, along with Cher, singing I'm a Woman from her variety show from that time. Oh, and I did want to mention about Cella Stevens. I did watch a movie of hers not too long ago called The Mad Room from 1969, which she did Shelley Winters, her Poseidon Adventure co-star a few years later, was in that movie with her. And it was actually pretty interesting. It was actually based in Canada. And there's one part of the movie that Stella Stevens actually says the word Manitoba, which is by our province. So that's kind of cool. But I couldn't find any music for that, so I don't have that for today. So thank you again for listening. This is Bette Midler with Friends from The Last of Sheila.
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me. And my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me. But you got to have friends.
Good.
Good girl, Raquel. You tell them. You know, they're always rushing me, and I'm not ready either.
Oh, darn it. There goes another nail.
I know what you mean. I broke one yesterday. Honey, are you about ready?
No, my hair's a mess. I've got a thing to wear. Well, I wouldn't be caught dead looking like this.
Please, ladies, we've got to start.
Oh, there goes my eyelash. I look so awful, but you know what? They're going to bug us till we do it, so let's just come out and do it.
Oh, well, okay.
You look pretty ready to me.
Almost. But after all, I can wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can starch and iron 24 shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can.
Throw it in the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. 'Cause I'm a woman.
I'll say it again.
I can rub and scrub this house till it's shining just like a dime.
Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time.
I can get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then
lay down at 5, jump up at 6, and start all over again. 'Cause I'm a woman.
I'll say it again.
If you come to me sickly, you know that I'm gonna make you well.
If you come to me hexed up, you know that I'm gonna break that spell.
If you come to me hungry, you know I'm gonna fill you full of grits.
If it's loving you're lacking, I'll kiss you and give you the shivering fits. 'Cause I'm a woman.
Say it again.
I can stretch a greenback dollar bill from here to kingdom come.
I can play the numbers, pay my bills, and still end up with some.
I got a $20 gold piece, says there ain't nothing I can't do.
I can make a dress out of a feed bag, and I can make a man out of you. 'Cause I'm a
say it again.